This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Timna Underside is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
I created Respect the Raise after my third melanoma-related diagnosis, which was in 2012. It's evolved from a simple Facebook page to an organization that educates, is part of a larger melanoma community, is a blog, is a place to come and feel connected to others. It's also about letting people know that this disease, melanoma, is not just about skin, but that it can spread to other areas of the body and be deadly. It's also a place to empower people, to let them know how to protect themselves.
Timna Understein knows.
I grew up in Southern California on the beach, always in the sun and loving it. Even with warnings from my dermatologist about the risk of skin cancer, I continued to tan into adulthood. My belief was that skin cancer was just of the skin and that if I got it, they would just cut it out and I'd be fine. However, at age 38, I got my first diagnosis with melanoma and learned quickly it was not just a disease of the skin. And I was in total fear and I let the fear rule my life. Then I got a second melanoma diagnosis. And that was the tipping point for me where I had to turn this new melanoma life into something positive. And that's kind of how Respect the Raise was born.
Timna Understein works hard to get the word out, to tell the story and to help other people.
Aside from the Facebook, the Twitter, and all the social media, I go into local schools to educate young people about sun safety and melanoma. I create developmentally appropriate programs based on my audience. So, for example, at Chapel Hill High School, I do an interactive PowerPoint program, which is very thorough and detailed. But for elementary school kids, I teach them a song. They learn about sun safety through music and movement.
And Timna says tanning beds are definitely not safe.
It's very dangerous. Here's a statistic that's pretty scary. People who first use tanning beds before the age of 35 increase their risk for melanoma by 75%.
Working on a tan is just not worth it.
Basically, UV radiation, whether from the sun or from a tanning bed, is classified as a human carcinogen, which means that an exposure to it can lead to cancer.
Her organization is called Respect the Rays. Timna Understein is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Hometown Hero in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acuras, BMWs, and Subarus, and a full line of Hendrick certified pre-owned vehicles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next vehicle, no matter what the brand. We promise to wow you.